Higher Human Performance, Episode 287. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here at Higher Human Performance, the podcast. What's your leadership in a single sentence? Brought to you by Bula Network, LLC, my boutique executive and CEO coaching company. You can find more about that by going to the website, higherhumanperformance.com. What's your leadership in a sentence? That's today's episode, and we'll do it next. It's Monday, November the 9th, 2015, as I hit the record button here inside the Yellow Studio in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, hoping that all is well with you in the world. During a sales training session one day back in the 1980s, I uttered a sentence that I had not prepared. It just popped into my mind after a salesperson wanted to know what he could do to better qualify prospects. And so the conversation, it turned to the challenges of not just qualifying customers and prospects, but how to deliver happiness to these people. And that's when I finally said something that I had long believed and I had long practiced, but I don't know that I had really fully crystallized it. And certainly I had not crystallized it into a single sentence. But I said this: the quality of your questions determines the quality of your business. And of course, I went on to explain why. When we're trying to best serve a prospect, questions help the prospect distill what he really wants, what she really needs. And when they share that with us, well, we're better armed to provide them, with the best solutions. I've got gunk in my throat. I was in California all last week and out in the night air in California. Got this crud in my throat, so apologies for that. But yeah, you'll suffer through it just like I am. When we're trying to deliver happiness to a customer, questions, they help us avoid the pitfalls and maybe some of the unknowns that could foil our efforts. Maybe most important, I think most important, when we're asking great questions of our prospects, we're learning more about them, and that shows that we care enough to get it right. We're earning their trust. And the shocking thing is, at least it's shocking to me and it always has been, is we're also benefiting from being unique because you know what? Your competitors, they're not likely asking those questions. They're likely just trudging forward into full-blown sales mode. And by asking great questions, we're morphing away from salesmanship toward high-value service. Running luxury retail companies for the better part of my adult life, well, vastly the greater part of my adult life, you know, one of the real horrible, horrible habits that retail people have is, can I help you? And nothing screams, I'm a salesperson more than that. But by asking great questions, people see you differently. A few years ago during a session where I was working with some young men about public speaking, I issued this challenge. When you're done, the audience should be able to tell somebody what you said in one clear sentence. And if people can't restate what you said in a single sentence, then you neglected to be clear enough. My advice, it was simple. When you're constructing your speech or your presentation, have one clear sentence that sums up your speech and then stick to it. And when you're finished crafting your speech, review it and see if you still can use that one clear sentence that you used at the beginning. Back when I was in journalism school at LSU, Howard K. Smith was a national broadcaster with ABC News. And the fact that I was at LSU didn't have anything to do with the fact that Mr. Smith was from Faraday, Louisiana. In fact, at the time, I'm pretty certain I did not know that. What I did know is that he was a really talented broadcaster with a real keen grasp of language, especially the English language. In fact, he and Edwin Newman, they were among my favorite news broadcasters at the time. You know, I have to admit, there were many good broadcasters, news broadcasters back then, and it's not the same. You know, it is now more of a, you know, we're looking for the pretty face, the handsome guy. They're news readers now. Wasn't that way. Wasn't that way at one time back in America. Well, one day I came across an article or something, maybe it was even in a book, that said Howard K. Smith required his young children to sit down every day and write one clear sentence. He wanted his kids to learn to distill a thought into one clear sentence. And I thought it was brilliant. Brilliant. Simple, but brilliant. And I was still a teenager when I read this or came across it. And I think that alone illustrates how spectacular it was. Because if a 17-year-old version of me could be dazzled by Mr. Smith's homework assignment for his kids, then you can pretty much bet it was noteworthy. And now, over 40 years later, it seems even more brilliant to me now. I think more parents should do that. Simple, straightforward, concise. Those are really powerful concepts, but even more powerful practices. In a world where people can be determined to sound smart by making things overly complex, the most powerful ideas are the ones most simply stated. A tomb now suffices him for whom the world was not enough. Alexander the Great's tombstone, epitaph. A tomb now suffices him for whom the world was not enough. Many of us want to do a lot of different things, right? So we chase all these metaphorical squirrels of achievement that strike our fancy. And it's this same principle at work, our inability to see the power in simplicity. Okay, so let's aim our attention toward our leadership because, hey, higher human performance, it is about leadership. If you're a top leader, the CEO of an organization, all the eyes and all the ears, they're on you. And when that's an idea that you want to embrace, well, you love it. But when it's not an idea that you want to embrace, you tend to forget about it. One morning you enter the office, you're preoccupied by something. It's got nothing to do with work, but the entire office notices. Well, you don't. You're on autopilot. You just think it's all happening in your head, completely unaware that it is impacting your demeanor, your tone of voice, your body language, your facial expressions, everything else that gives strong signals to people, something's going on with the boss. In your head this morning, it's just like most other mornings, except, yeah, you know you're preoccupied, but nobody else knows. I mean, you're alone with your thoughts in your head as you enter the office. Nothing noticeably different for the troops. And this goes on all morning long, perhaps. And by noon, the place, you don't know it, but the place is overrun with rumors that something's not right with the boss. Something's not good. That tends to be how speculation and rumors happen. I mean, very rarely do good rumors get spread. It's usually we're fearing the worst. In speculation, it's running rampant today because, you didn't show up like you should have. Happens, right? Of course it happens. Well, the rumors may not always happen, but we often show up differently than we think we do. And quite often because we neglect to pay close enough attention to how we are impacting others. It's especially true when we're the leader. All you have to do is think about the word leader. Leaders lead, others follow. And that means leaders have to show up to lead. That's important because in my working with CEOs and top leaders, I've often found that some days the leader wants people to focus on him or her, and then other days that can become pretty frustrating. And I've even seen top-level leaders get somewhat angry because people are overly focused on them, or at least they think they do. If you're a CEO, you have to show up for your people every single day. And that's a daunting task with awesome responsibility. It's not for everybody, but for those who take it on, it's a vital role every organization needs. A great leader serves the organization and the people in it in ways that nobody else can. So think about a single sentence that might properly depict your leadership. Sometimes when I do this, a exercise person will say, well, do you mean my leadership style? And I used to say, well, sure. I mean, whatever you're thinking about your leadership, but I don't do that anymore. I don't say that anymore. Instead, I'll ask, is your style what mostly defines your leadership? And they may say, well, you know, I'm not sure. Or they may say, well, it's a big part of it. Or they may say, well, no, not entirely. Your single sentence statement about your leadership is your simple, concise statement about your leadership. I don't expect you to get it right the first time. In fact, I would urge you to consider keeping a diary of your one sentence daily. Might be a very profitable thing to even consider writing down your single sentence before you enter the office of what you'd like it to be that day. Then write another sentence at the end of the day. See how far apart they are. Many executives have found that little and crazy simple exercise worthwhile because it reveals the gap between who we really are and who we really want to be. No, I'm not going to give you any examples because I want you to think for yourself. And this isn't about something else. It's not about someone else, and it's not about your most ideal version of you either. It's about what you think and how you feel about your own leadership. It's about getting on paper or into Evernote a single sentence statement about your leadership. People often think that any kind of assessment taken at one moment in time may properly depict them, but I would have you consider this. It's a moment in time. And I'm not talking about these scientific assessments where the questions remain the same. And, you know, so then we may be tainted because, well, we took it once before. And so we already know what the questions are. And we already know how we answered them in the past. So now we're going to intentionally answer them a little bit different, see what the results come out. Listen, I'm not smart enough to know how you might take such an assessment and get a completely different but inaccurate result just because you've seen the questions before. But here's what I know. I know that the answer, the honest answer to a single question, even if the question remains the same, you and I both know the answer can change. It can change over time. They have for me. To the question, what's your professional goal? A 30-year-old version of me would have answered that very differently than the current version of me. I'm at a completely different place in my life now with totally different experiences and skills and hopefully a bit more wisdom. My family's at a different place. I have a son-in-law. I have a daughter-in-law. I've got 5 grandkids that I didn't have when I was 30. That's 7 people that are really important in my life now that I didn't have when I was 30. And let me tell you, that changes everything. Time, experience, perspective. Man, those things impact not only our perceptions, but they impact our reality. And that's why I'm very fond of the daily before and after kind of an exercise. One single sentence before walking into the office that defines your leadership, and one single sentence at the end of the day after leaving the office. Do that long enough, and you'll likely discover a few important things that can help you become an even better leader. And if nothing else, the exercise is going to force a bit of introspection. And isn't that something that every leader could use? I'd love to hear from you. I would absolutely love to hear from you if you decide to tackle this challenge. Let me know what your before and your after sentences are. I'd love you to share it with me and tell me how this little exercise has impacted you, if it has at all. Shorter episode today. I'm going to try to start doing that. Got a lot of things to share with you in the coming days. Big changes afoot here inside the Yellow Studio and with me. Visit the website, won't you? HireHumanPerformance.com. You can snoop around. You can click on that About tab and who I serve and all the other stuff and find out more about me. My name, Randy Cantrell. I'm coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. And I'm glad that you're listening, and I hope that you'll subscribe, and I hope that you'll tell others. Mainly this week, I want you to share what's your leadership in a sentence. I'd love to know what that is. Use the contact form over at the website, HireHumanPerformance.com. See ya.